Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by a fighter I've never met. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. A friend of mine recommended a book years back called A Fighter's Heart by Sam Sheridan. I doubt that you have read it, but if you're interested in a good book, I do recommend it. It's a book that talks about people engaging in modern MMA, modern fighting arts, modern martial arts in general. And this includes wrestling. In the book, he does interview Dan Gable, and it's a fantastic interview. You get more clear insight into Gable's mentality and his intensity, which is, I mean, Dan Gable's an incredibly famous figure in wrestling, but it's interesting to hear what he thinks about wrestling and what he thought made people and himself very, very good and very intense as he reflected on his time coaching. So Sam Sheridan in this book goes and actually joins a fighting camp in, I think it's like Michigan. I can't remember exactly where it is, but the point is he goes to this gym where they have this stable of MMA guys, and they're all incredible fighters and they're all training like crazy. And the idea was initially for Sam to go live and train with these guys for some time and then go back and write a magazine article about it and turn it into this massive book. And one of the guys that Sam met was a guy who had a couple kids, and you know, one of them actually was special needs, and he was doing fighting, and he would travel for fights, and he had a different job as well to provide for his family, but he was killing himself, quite literally almost, in MMA and the fighting art in general, for no apparent reason, because it wasn't necessarily financial. The guy wasn't opposed to making money with MMA, but he wasn't doing it for the money. And at the end of Sam's time with this guy, he was chatting with him about, you know, what he was doing and what his life goals were and everything. And what the guy said was, look, at the end of the day, it just comes down to self-respect. And he was leaving to go to some fight or something. They said goodbye and he left. And now I read that when I was in my mid to late 20s. And I think everybody inherently understands the concept of self-respect. It's like, okay, yeah, like, I get it. But the more I thought about it, the more I was like, yeah, I don't get that at all. I don't get that at all. And it's not like I had a lot of people to ask, you know, what did he mean? It's not like I have access to this guy, but it's been something that I've been kicking around in my head for over 10 years. Like, what did he mean? It was about self-respect. Why was he doing this to himself? And what I've come to understand in my own life that I believe answers the question is that we rob people of self-respect a lot. Okay, now if I take my students, for instance, my students that I work with for SAT prep, a lot of students come in here having been helped through a lot of their life. And that's not a bad thing, right? Like, we all need help, don't get me wrong. But it's very clear with some students that they have been helped so much that I wouldn't say they're spoiled. It's not like they're bad people. They're just incapable of helping themselves to the degree that would make them successful in the venues that they're going after. One student I remember came in, and he had been one of my great SAT students. I'm great friends with his family. He's like, look, can you help me with this Algebra 2 today? And I said, yeah, come into class. I don't care at all. You know, some people were working on little review for SAT stuff, and he had some Algebra 2 stuff that he needed a little quick eye on. So I'm working through this stuff with a guy, and I say, hey, look, you could Google this really easily. You don't have to ask me what this is. And he says, no, I did, but it doesn't really make sense. And within a half an hour, I had trained him really effectively to seek out these answers on the internet. And again, it's not always easy to Google a math question and really understand the answer. A lot of times self-teaching is very, very difficult, and you get a whole slew of weird random explanations from the interwebs. But again, within like 30, 40 minutes, he had this massive assignment to do, and he stopped asking me questions after about problem 4, figured out all the answers, was able to do it, and he was elated. He was like, yes, I did it. And I so appreciated that. I was like, yeah, you did. You did. You didn't even need my help. You thought you did. You didn't. And he walked out of here a little bit taller, right? Because he had had this struggle and he had done what he normally did, which was ask for help. And as he should, but what I was able to offer him in that moment was not just help with that specific math problem or that specific math assignment. I was able to help him become the type of person that could find the answer as well. And to a small degree, it's not like I have any grand ideas about what my real impact was on this kid. And he's great, and I hope he remembers this, but it wasn't that crazy. It was a small thing, but it was an important thing. And I think that's at the core of developing self-respect for young people, helping them do something that if someone else did it, that they would respect that person. That person would warrant their attention and respect. For this kid, somebody who could teach themselves math work, that warranted self-respect, right? Because that this guy would respect that person who could do that. Right, he respected me for being able to look up questions or give him answers, and now he's become that person. And as I thought about this and reflected on Sam Sheridan and the experience he had with a fighter saying it was about self-respect, it became very clear to me that there are different ways of gaining self-respect. There are different ways of thinking of yourself as somebody worthy of your own respect. And what's very clear is that for some of us, the people we respect are the people who do excruciating things. Now, again, I think a lot of people can appreciate that. And they're like, yeah, you know, I respect the Iron Cowboy who did like 50 Ironman marathons in 50 days. You know, that guy's incredible. But I think for a lot of people, they just look at somebody like that and they don't really get it. They're like, why would he do that? Right. And I'm not saying those people don't have self-respect, but what I'm saying is their threshold for requiring difficult action or respectable action is not in the arena of pain and suffering. It's just not. And I think about this with my kids. Right. I think about it with my students. I have to identify which students really need me to present something that's difficult and arduous and just horrible for them because they need to have the opportunity to see themselves in a different light as somebody who went through something. Some people don't need that. Some people are fine finding self-respect through accomplishment without pain and suffering, but that require diligence and commitment. And you know, like we're grinding through. That's a certain type of pain and suffering for sure. But for other students, for other people, myself included, the torture that I put myself through on a daily basis, the torture that other people put themselves through on a daily basis, it does all come down to self-respect. Because I need to experience something so gnarly and so difficult that if I saw anyone else go through it, if I saw anyone else do it and willingly subject themselves to it, I would instantly respect that person. I would know that person. I'd say, I get you. I got it. And I have to do that for myself. It's not a very comfortable endeavor. It's not something that I think is the right way to do it. But it is the right way for me. And I see it in at least one of my boys. I know this person is going to have very difficult, painful experiences in order to fully see himself and fully appreciate himself. And he's going to have to willingly do these things. Because if somebody just subjects you to a lot of pain and suffering, if somebody's like a drill sergeant, they make you do things, that's coming from them. It's not coming from you. At the core of his self-respect, I think, as I am a young parent, I think is going to have to be helping him learn how to do things that are terribly hard and incredibly uncomfortable. And in doing so, I may actually teach him how to find his own self-respect. I'm Matt Todd, and this is the engine that drives me. Go out and crush it.